So here we go again for another boo. And I have to say a big thank you to the people over at Audio Boo. Mark Rock, thank you very much for that, allowing me to have more than 5 minutes. And also thanks very much to Jez for giving me the heads up on that. I do appreciate that. Jez K, which is Jez Now House on Twitter, and Mark Rock on Twitter, the other guy. So thanks, guys. That's brilliant. I'm going to give it a go. Stick with it. We'll see how we get on. The boo that I was going to do today was, I just thought I might do a few educational ones, see how they go. So I thought I'd just start today with the anatomy of a search engine, which is a very simplistic boo, if you like. It's just going to talk about some things which a lot of people just don't know. So just some jargon, really. So there's four things I want to talk about in this audio boo, which if you've been on the internet for a while and you're a bit like me, all this stuff is kind of old hat. But if you're a newcomer, some of these things you won't have a Scooby Doo about. So the first one is key phrase / keywords. That of course is the stuff that you type into the Google search field, the stuff you're actually searching for. Big fat burgers, perhaps. Red paint. Houses in London, whatever. The second thing I want to talk about is the index, and which I'll get into shortly. The third thing is spiders, and the last one is Google algorithm. So when you go along to Google and you type in your keywords or your key phrases, the important point to understand is that Google did not actually go off and search the internet. Let's face it, that would just be daft. It would take forever, of course, to bring you any search results. So instead, what actually happens is that Google went off and searched a local database that it's built, and it calls that the index. So you can think of the index as a locally stored version of the internet. So how does Google build the index? Well, Google has programs which are instructed to search for new content or changes to existing content on existing web pages. And it does this by using little bits of program which are called spiders. Some people call them crawlers, others call them robots, some people call them bots. They're all the same. The point is that these things go out searching for new content. So they'll go along to a web page, look for new content, look for a link, and follow the link through to the next page. It will also understand the link text that was used. So, which is one of the vital things to remember when you start creating links. You just don't put silly things like click here. Make sure that the link actually says what the page does on the tin. That's all I'll say on that for now. But it's called anchor text, that stuff. That's a vital part of search engine optimization. Anyway, so that's what spiders do. They go away and they're constantly searching the internet for new content or updated content. I mean, I've been searching logs for a number of years and looking over the logs of websites. And it's also it's always interesting to see when Google's visited you and how often. You'll just see that show up in the logs. The Google bot has come along and it's accessed your site for 60 minutes, and it will tell you what pages it's looked at and how deep it's gone into your site. And if you've got a busy site, you'll see that the crawl rate can be really quite impressive. Google can come back two or three times in the same day. The spiders just come back and back looking for new content. I always think of the Google bots a little bit like the old video game of Pac-Man. They're just going through the site all the time, munching up all this data and looking and then processing what's new and what's not new. And then, of course, feeding that back to the index. So the point is that it's all about content and links. Content and links is the key with regards to web pages. So the other thing, the other bit of jargon, so we've done the key phrase, we've done the index, we've kind of done spiders now. The last thing I wanted to mention is the algorithm. Now, the algorithm is, you can think of that as being Google's secret sauce, which basically defines what to display on your input variables. So it's I like to think of this as a relevancy calculation. So, you know, it aims to provide you with relevant content based on your input key phrase. And that's what we basically talk about when we say, what would Google do, or does Google like this? Okay, it's the algorithm. It's a bit of, I mean, it's the algorithm is just basically a program, albeit a very complicated one that Google has, which calculates based on a number of factors how relevant a web page is to what you're searching for. And there's a whole variety of things that go into that complex calculation, most of which is completely unknown to mere mortals like me. But it's basically what Google's unique selling point is. That's why they've become so powerful and dominant around the world, because they've constantly produced relevant results most of the time. So understanding the algorithm to a certain extent is obviously pretty important. Now, it's updated regularly. It didn't used to be, but now it's updated pretty regularly, even with just minor little changes and tweaks which don't really make much of a difference to your rankings, but it's updated fairly regularly. So this algorithm then, as I said, is Google's search unique selling point, if you like. That's the whole point, that Google has to continually present you, the user, with relevant content to your searches. So it has to be all over every new platform that comes out, every new file format that comes out. The spiders have to find it, understand it, calculate if it's relevant to what you're searching for. You know, images, audio files, music, whatever, text. This is what's happening with the algorithm. Without that unique thing, of course, Google wouldn't have a product. That's what it's all about, and what its success has been built on. So just a quick recap. We talked about key phrase and keywords. We talked about the Google index, the locally stored copy. We talked about the spiders, which go out and search for content. We talked about the algorithm. Just to summarize them, if you want to appear in the Google search engine results page organically, this is not obviously paid for advertising. This is just the organic results. You need to obviously be in the index, so your page needs to be found. This is one of the mistakes a lot of people just do, actually. They just grab a host, stick a website up, and just hope that their website's going to be indexed. Well, of course, you need to give Google a clue that you exist. And one of the quickest ways of doing that is to put out some kind of press release with links in it. So on a highly crawled site, so Google can say, hey, look, there's a new link. They will go off and find your website. It won't just find it out of the blue. You have to help Google along. So bear in mind that you need to get your site indexed. Creating links from other sites is that are already indexed, of course, is one of the easiest and quicker ways to do that. The other thing is to make sure that you optimize your content for whatever key phrase you're trying to rank for. And another one of the big problems is that, you know, a lot of website masters will have like one page with trying to do everything, you know. And if you think about it, most people just search for something very specific in a search field. So make your page very specific. You almost need to make one page per keyword phrase. And I'm not joking, you really do need to get that specific if you want to rank very well for that phrase. So optimize your content and then garner links. So basically what you're trying to do is to make the algorithm think that you are very relevant. So there we are. That was one of my first educational audio boos. I hope you've enjoyed that. Always like to have your feedback and tell me if you've enjoyed it. Ta-ta.